time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. Randy, good morning. Starting off today with a story about affordable housing in our region.
Yes, Beth, it involves a private entity and the government. The M&T Bank recently announcing nearly $4 million in grants to support the construction or rehabilitation of 428 affordable housing units around the Rochester area. M&T securing the money through the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York Affordable Housing Program. That program provides grants to worthy projects that are backed by regional lending partners. The grants are being awarded to five projects that they say will help increase Rochester's supply of affordable housing. Governor Cuomo last week announcing that EcoStinger, that was a company that was the winner of a $1 million prize for something called the 76 West Clean Energy Competition, now opening up a new manufacturing plant in the Southern Tier. The plant is near the Elmira Corning Regional Airport. They make a device that goes on the tractor trailers. They say it helps reduce emissions and increase fuel efficiency. That new facility in the Southern Tier is in addition to EcoStinger's building in Rochester. They employ about 18 people here, and now with the expansion, they've hired six more. They say that facility should help them expand their customer base. The amusement park in Darien Lake will carry the Six Flags name once again. The park had operated under the Six Flags name for several years in the early 2000s. Texas-based Six Flags Entertainment says three of its parks, including Darien Lake, will get the new branding, and the renamed Six Flags Darien Lake will introduce a ride they call Six Flags Sky Screamer, billed as the tallest ride attraction in New York State. It is a swing-type ride, which will be 242 feet high in the air. It spins the riders around to 35 miles an hour. Beth, I know you'll be trying that out when it...
Oh, my gosh. Hearing about it, I have vertigo.
You started to kind of list... One way or the other over there. In any case, as you know, Six Flags, of course, has that theme park, water park, hotel, and amphitheater. They have a lot of concerts there during the summer as well, but again, back under the original name. Roberts Wesleyan College says since it launched its corporate partnership program in 2017, they've signed on 40 organizations, several more added this past month. Qualifying employees get certain benefits, including a tuition discount at Roberts Wesleyan and options for the employees to take courses there. Constellation Brands has a presentation for the financial community. It's coming up Wednesday in Florida. President and Chief Operating Officer Bill Newlands will be present at that session. They expect to cover Constellation's strategic business activities and outlook for the future. No doubt there will be a lot of questions about the big investment they made in that Canadian cannabis company called Canopy Growth. Recently, you may remember Constellation made about a $4 billion investment, a $4 billion additional investment into Canopy. So now Constellation has about a 38% stake in that Canadian company. And in fact, Canopy Growth recently reporting a 282% increase in quarterly revenue. Marijuana is now legal across Canada, but the earnings were hit by some paper losses. In any case, although Constellation has that big stake, they're not really infusing any of their products with cannabis at this point. They're going to wait for it to be a situation where nationally it is legal. Of course, it is only legal in certain states. New York is fighting for that right now. And the third annual Kodak Film Awards held in Los Angeles on Friday. They usually hold these right before the Oscars, which are next Sunday. Academy Award-winning writer, director, producer Adam McKay, first recipient of the Kodak Lifetime Achievement Award, and the president of Kodak's Motion Picture and Entertainment Division, Steve Bellamy, says that movies shot on film this year garnering 32 Academy Award nominations, 61 Critics' Choice nominations, and a whole bunch more. He says there's been a lot of growth, especially in the 8mm and 16mm formats, where some folks who are just kind of experimenting with film are starting to take another look at it. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.